from morning we're continuing with Chayodim, Kal Laman Aleph, Simon Lamed Beis, and the Chayodim talked about the din of Sefer that is Muxik B'Mutta. So that gets the status in Allah of something which is called a Sefer Shen Muga. A Sefer Shen Muga is a Sefer which you don't know if it has mistakes in it. And the law is that not only is it also to use it for Kriya, as he says over here, the Sefer Shen Muga is also the person to maintain it in his house more than 30 days, which means a person should not leave the Sefer which needs correction more than 30 days in the house. The word brings a pasuk, Al tashkein ba'olecha avla, do not maintain in your oil avla, something which is improper. This halacha not only does it apply to Sefer Torah, it applies to all Svarim. All Svarim is a halacha that if I have a Sefer which is possibly written incorrectly, and the things that it says that would be incorrect, I have to check it through and see if there's, check the mistakes. They make it muga that it's been checked and corrected. Just as a side note, this is fascinating. This din is put down in Yeridaya, it will say for Torah. This din is a Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Yutes, and it's put down in Yeridaya. It's also to be maintained, such a safer in your house. On that point, the Ramah says something that he says that you're not allowed to be Magia Sefer, just Misvara. So if I find a Sefer which I read through the Sefer and I find something which I think is incorrect, I cannot change the language of the Sefer, because maybe it's the problem is in me, not in the Sefer. You have to have some type of clear source indicating that the Sefer is incorrect, and then I can correct the Sefer. And it says there's a cherem put upon those who will be magia sefer misora, who will just correct a sefer based on sora without any sources. So if I come along and say that the sefer is written incorrectly because I have a previous printed version of it which says otherwise, so I have a source that is incorrect, so that is the correct thing to do. If I'm saying misora, I cannot change the sefer. What I can do is I can put my notes on the side, leave the original language there, but say that it seems to me that this V is incorrect. So by leaving the original version there and then putting my version on the side, I can let somebody who comes later on, or myself later on when I look at it, decide maybe the version as written is correct, maybe my version is correct. This is why you find in all of our Svarim the ghosts of the Bach and all these different ghosts, and we never changed the version of the actual language of the text. The original language of the text is still there. One of the ways that the Matfisim indicated if there's something wrong, they put the words in parentheses, and any of the words which they felt should be taken out, they put in parentheses, and the words that they felt should be put in instead, they put in brackets. And that was an agreed upon convention that the Mafisim would use for this purpose. But they didn't actually change the language of the text, because we cannot change the language of the text based on Svara, even though that might make it easier to read and make more sense. But we can't do that, because maybe somebody will come along and be able to prove and maintain that the actual original version was correct and my emendation is incorrect. I had this aura once that there was a certain version of Shas which is printed where they made some changes to the text based on Svara, and I always found that that's incorrect. Learning through the halacha this time, I did find one sheet that would says if you write at the beginning of your sefer that you're doing this, you're going to make some changes, not based on the original version, but based on Svara. He says that's acceptable. But in general, you see that the approach which we, was used throughout the generations, the Bach and the Gro, etc., they didn't change the actual language, they just wrote their notes on the side. So to change the actual language seems to be totally inappropriate, and there's going to be a cherem of the Katmurnim on a person who would do so. So that's the halachas of Sefer Shen and Mugam. The way we deal with this issue of having a Sefer Shen and Mugam and it's being a concern of it letting stay more than 30 days, is they're wrapping a girdle around the outside of the Sefer, indicating that the Sefer is not kosher and not to be used. And also, obviously, people will then understand that you can't look at the Sefer and see a version of the text of the Torah, which is correct. You're saying up front that it's not correct. So that's how we maintain our Svara in more than 30 days, even though they're not kosher, and there's a problem with Sefer Shen and Mugo, because we have some type of simon to remind us that they're in a Mugo, and they can't be relied upon. But have a good day.